hurt people hurt people. And so keep that in mind when you are hurt by someone at church. I feel hurt and I'm staying home. How many times have you experienced church hurt?
I don't think I've ever experienced church hurt. I know a lot of people in college, that's where a lot of people will come and get hit by church hurt. They're not going to their home church anymore they grew up going to. They're trying new churches. And it's always such a hard topic to bring up because – and it's always a thing of like, you know, church is filled with sinners.
Broken people.
And you people go there to hear the gospel, and that's fantastic. And we love that. But people always like forget like these are broken, sinful people just like you are. It's not like they pick up the Bible and stay on stage and oh, they're holy now. They can never make a mistake. But I mean, church hurt, I think, became a buzzword around my teenage years. I feel like that really took off around that time frame. Yeah. Do you remember hearing that when you were younger around your?
No, I don't. I think when feelings became primary in culture, I think this term came around. Now, we're not saying that you experienced church hurt, that you are wrong for that. We're not saying that you should hold the gospel or your walk with Jesus hostage because someone at church hurt you.
Right.
I mean, you're going to be hurt by people. You're going to be just impacted. And we've had some friends in our lives that have experienced some tragically levels of church hurt. And our biggest concern was not, well, what will the church do? Or what will we were worried about, I don't want you to stop growing in the Lord. I don't want you to turn your back on your faith.
Yeah.
That's where it gets to where you don't want to, I'm not going to set foot back in a church. I might watch it from home once in a while, but that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, I knew a friend of mine was talking about his in-laws, and when his in-law, she was 11, she got hit by a truck, and her pelvis was, like, shattered, and the doctors basically telling her, like, you know, you may not walk again, you may not have children kind of thing, and they were in the hospital, and that 11-year-old girl was with her parents, and the pastor of their church walked in and turned to the little girl and said, what are you sinning about that God hurt you with the truck?
Oh, my goodness.
And so that has caused all kinds of church hurt, right?
Sure.
Which the irony of using that example is the fact the Bible has a specific event that Jesus talked about the blind man. You know, he didn't sin, nor did his parents. He's here so he can glorify the Lord.
Right.
But it's that kind of stuff that, you know, it's one thing to be have your feelings hurt, but that is a different story. That's just misinformed, bad teacher who is using rhetoric that has now impacted this family to such an extent that they don't believe in the gospel anymore because of that person.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I think that's the kind of extreme things that it's so hard to remove the view of, like, that person who you view as, you know, your shepherd, your teacher, your leader, to come in and say that or say whatever the case of, like, you know, you're struggling with your porn addiction because you're doing something, it's your fault, or whatever the case may be. And it's harder when you're not walking in the Bible to have something like that happen to you and not to be, well, that's not what the Bible says, right? Like, if that gets said to you, like the example of the person who got hit, you know, you can try and go, well, the Bible clearly says that's not the case. What are you talking about? It's easier to do that when you know that. But if you're not, you know, reading the Word, praying, reflecting on his Word, it's easy to take these people who are either false teachers or they're, you know, misinformed or whatever, take their word as gospel because you don't know any better.
Sure. That those kind of statements, you know, obviously There'll be, you know, probably we all held accountable by the thing we say. Unfortunately, this model, sarcasm came standard on this model of me. So I'll have my own list of things to account for there. But when you experience something like that, it is paramount that you have spent time in Scripture to know that God loves you and what He has said about you, your faith in Christ, and on. So that someone cannot come along, and I don't care who it is, from a pastor to family, friends, whatever, that they can't say something that makes you question your faith. And so I'd like to say that this is an anomaly, but I imagine that I don't know what percentage it is. I'm sure AI knows. But 25%, maybe 50% of every church on the planet has experienced church hurt in some form or fashion, probably within the last 12 months.
Yeah, and it's the extremes, right? Like the story that I just talked about is an extreme. Like that's very not okay, right? And then there's the other side of people like, well, I don't like how the pastor pointed out the sin in my life. That made me feel some kind of way. I didn't like that. I'm not going back to that church. And so it's kind of hard because
And that's not church hurt.
right. Well, they claim church hurt. And I think that's
Correct.
the problem that arises is you have people who kind of hide behind this phrase without having actual events like that happen, and it kind of takes away the validity of other conversations of like
Sure.
that's a legit conversation to have about that pastor shouldn't be saying that.
Right.
I mean, you and I have seen so many videos come across our feeds of pastors
Yes.
who are spouting all kinds of nonsense from heretical information to misinformation to that's just straight up the opposite of what the Lord says.
Yep.
And it's so hard to navigate that if you're not following true north with the gospel and in the
Sure.
Bible kind of thing. And I think it's harder if you do not have a congregation of people to stand inside and have accountability partners and meet with and worship together with at a church. And I think the COVID time frame kind of messed up a lot of people because they started watching from home and said, oh wow, I can be spiritually fed and in my PJs with a bowl of cereal.
Sure.
I see no difference here.
No one hurts me here.
Right.
I
I can change the channel as soon as he starts talking about whatever sin I'm working on. I can just jump to another
don't
sermon.
like that topic.
Yeah. And I think that's resulted in a lot of people stepping away from the church and just being okay with getting this pseudo soul feeding information on YouTube or Twitch or wherever you're watching your service from. And you can't replace a gathering of the saints. And I think, no matter how church hurt you are, we are called to forgive, right? 7 times 70.
Sure.
And sometimes it may be something that is so profound that I can't get over that. I can't get over that person who's claiming that I sinned that caused my daughter to get hit or whatever.
Sometimes you gotta check that count. Lord, that's 7 times 70. That'd equal 490. Are we anywhere near that yet? Because these people are working my last nerve.
Right. And so sometimes it does call for, hey, we need to find a different church. This is where
Sure.
the teaching is not there. This is not biblical kind of thing.
Right.
But other times it maybe that's an internal conversation of why does the pastor talking about lust affect me the way it does? Or
Right.
why is the pastor talking about finances affecting me so much? And a lot of this comes from internal wrestling of, what is the Lord trying to do in your heart
Right.
when it comes to this stuff? Because at the end of the day, you not going to church, there's a heart problem there.
Right. You being told about sin is not church hurt. That's being convicted by the Holy Spirit that you are a sinner that needs a Savior. You attending a church, giving your life to Christ, and someone does something like that pastor kind of thing. Yes, that would be church hurt right there. But yeah, you're right. We get it kind of twisted in the ones that are just, I don't like Those are hard topics. I don't want to talk about sin. I want to talk about happiness.
Yeah.
How much God loves me. And he does. So much. But you can't experience the good news unless you realize the bad news.
Right.
That you are a sinner that needs a savior.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I've seen people, it drive people away.
Yeah.
Totally. I've seen people change churches. I've seen people just galvanize and like, I'm not going to let that impact me.
Mm.
Everybody handles it a little bit differently.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're just here to help you determine if it is actually church hurt or if it's just being convicted by something. And if it's church hurt, obviously, there's ways to deal with it that for you and your family.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it's a two-pronged approach of, you know, making sure that the foundation you're standing on is biblically accurate.
Yes.
So that when you step outside, because the only thing you can control, and it's barely, is your, you know, quiet time with the Lord. Because even then you're fighting your emotions and mind wandering and all that kind of stuff. But understanding that you're on solid foundation before you step out the doors. Because our pastors of our church, they're always like, when I'm preaching up here, I want you to be reading along with me. I want you to do your own research so that you understand what I'm talking about. So that you're not going, hey, he told me on Sunday that this is what that meant. That's what the Greek meant, kind of thing.
Right.
And I think we've lost a little bit of that of like self-focused just research and dependence. We're so dependent on someone to spoon feed us that we've lost that edge of like, do you crave the Bible and all that it says and all that it stands for? Or are you just being spoon-fed a service on Sunday morning on YouTube?
I've always approached it as you should read your Bible and study the Word enough that if someone was to quote the Bible incorrectly, you'd be able to tell.
Yeah.
So for God loved some of the world, he gave one of his only begotten sons. You know what I'm saying? That could someone say something and sneak by you?
Right.
I think, whoa, whoa. You can catch that? So to help guard yourself from being church hurt, invest in your walk and know where you stand with Christ. That should lessen the impact. It's not going to remove it.
Yeah.
Hurt people hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
And so keep that in mind when you are hurt by someone at church. If it means finding another church, then do so.
Mm-hmm.
If it means having a conversation with that person, then do so.
Right.
But just don't turn away from your faith.
Don't let an individual be the reason that you are staying home, and don't let laziness take over from there.
Yes. Yes. Your PJs are not that good for you to sacrifice the gathering of the saints.
Yeah.
So, I want to thank our sponsors this week. Also visit uncommon.org. If you haven't checked us out recently, sign up for the newsletter. We've expanded some of our touch points, weekly devotions, also weekly newsletter with things like our incredible podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost sort of selling tickets to get into the room. I got Frank over there at the
Velvet
Rope. He can't get in.
No.
Keep him out, Frank. Keep him out. So be sure to check us out at uncommon.org and look at some of the resources we have, as well as a membership that just recently dropped in price first of the year. So, Joshua, hit him with it.
You're going to be something? Yeah, I'm coming.